Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the 29th day of June, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 69 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 76 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And I was out there and there was a cool wind blowing, man. It was almost like a fall day, but I'm not complaining. It ain't that cold. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Days before shooting, Capital Gazette reported police would be conducting mass shooting drills. No, we're going to get into it when we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Days before shooting, Capital Gazette reported police would be conducting mass shooting drills. Man, they're... What, just coincidences after coincidence. Every time there's one of these shootings, it was preceded, they were getting ready for it. This is from Free Thought Project. Five people were killed in another mass shooting after a man opened fire at the Capital Gazette newspaper on Thursday afternoon in what is being called a targeted attack by a deranged individual who reportedly went as far as mutilating his own fingers in order to keep police from identifying him. And this don't make no sense when you get farther into it and you understand what's going on. Fueling conspiracy theories online just 1 week before the shooting at the newspaper's headquarters, the Capital Gazette reported that Annapolis police will be conducting an active shooter drill. I mean, this is the very scenario. An Annapolis police department released a statement claiming that residents should be aware that real-life sights and sounds may be seen and heard along the periphery of the campus, and a variety of emergency response vehicles will be in the area. I mean, they run a drill. I think it's just like a practice for the production. You know, this is what we're going to do. I mean, you come up and you see people laying around. And I mean, we seen it at the Pulse nightclub there in Florida now, didn't we? I mean, carrying the people towards the nightclub. Yeah, right. Annapolis, but like we said yesterday, this is the move. They're going for it, buddy. And, you know, it's time. It's time it happened, man. It's time we were free again. Annapolis Fire Department spokesperson Ken White said that the drill was being held just in case we have an active shooter here in Annapolis next week. I mean, I threw that in. And insisted that with the increase of active shooter incidents, we are seeing the city has determined that it's important for us to hold this training so that in the event that something may happen, we will be well prepared. Is that what it was? Really? As TFTP has reported, similar drills situations played out during the September 11, 2001 World Trade Center attacks, the July 7, 2007 London subway bombings, you know, where they were, the people with their legs cut off, they went out and got them with wheelchairs. I mean, the Parkland shooting and the Paris theater attack on November 13, 2015, which all saw training drills taking place virtually simultaneously to the real life event for which they were training. Whatever you say. Obviously, coincidences do happen, but the odds of these drills being run in such close proximity to the actual events being trained for seems remote enough to point out. Well, yeah. I mean, at some point, they have to acknowledge it, I suppose. Jared Ramos, 38, was charged with 5 counts of first-degree murder on Thursday night, and while he appears to be quickly apprehended, I mean, what does that read right to you? Appeared to be quickly apprehended by police. It took several hours for officers to identify him. Reports claimed that he refused to talk to investigators or give his name, and that he was not carrying any identification. Ramos even went as far as to mutilate his own fingers in an attempt to avoid being. Why would that work? When you go farther into this, you find out these people know who he is. I mean, there's no sense. Why would you go to the trouble of removing your fingerprints, you know, cutting the skin off your, cutting the ends of your fingers off, so you couldn't get a fingerprint if you know they know who you are. I mean, you've been at it with these people for 7 years. I mean, this really just kind of hokey, weird, you know. Maybe it's just something out of the think tanks to make everybody grab it. Maybe it's real. No, it ain't real. Ramos even went as far as to mutilate his own fingers in an attempt to avoid being identified by police. However, while police have not said whether facial recognition was used, and they have at this point claimed that it was facial recognition, but of course it was the people in the place that recognized him because he'd been going in and out there for 7 years, was used to determine the suspect's identity. And I think this is another person that showed up, and he showed up on a regular basis, and they put all this shit together and ba-boom, 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 and came in the teams and did the shooting, and here they took this guy down and cut his fingers off. They claim they eventually ID'd him because he had a long-standing feud with employers at the newspaper, so he knows he's going to be identified. What? There's cameras there and everything. Everybody knows who he is. Why would he cut the ends of his fingers off, really? When the shooting began, employees crawled under their desks for cover, and county executive Steve said that when the suspect was found, he was also hiding under a desk. And since he was in custody, he's not been particularly cooperative. And so you see, he was hiding under a desk. Maybe he was in there, and maybe some Mossad team came in and opened up, and he dove under a desk, and, well, there you are. We had to have him in the building. You know, it's beginning to look this way. I mean, the Parkland shooter, he goes off. He went down to Walmart, you know, and over got him some food or something, didn't he? And just walking the streets, and like he didn't even know nothing had happened, and boom. How do we know? We'll never hear from these people. You know, I was listening to Kornke report on this morning, and he, you know, it came, it's, I guess that what they did, they went and took these articles that they'd written against this guy. I guess it's a commie newspaper there in that town. And the articles, they've all removed them all. And they're saying, we just don't know why he did it. We can't figure it out. We removed all of the articles, you know, that they have been writing about this guy over 7 years and the whole, you know, big to-do here. More than 170 employees were inside the building of the Capital Gazette, serving as a reminder that the death toll could have been much worse. The Baltimore Sun reported that Ramos targeted the newspaper specifically because he has been in an ongoing feud with its employees for the last 7 years. And they took down all the articles from the Capital Gazette concerning this guy. But nobody knows why he did it. They can't figure it out. What made this deranged man just go in and shoot these innocent people, these innocent communists? After a columnist for the newspaper wrote about a criminal harassment case against Ramos in 2011, he filed a defamation lawsuit against the columnists and the paper's editor and published it in 2012. Published it in 2012. A court ruled in favor of the Capital Gazette employees, and an appeal court later upheld the ruling. You mean the Admiralty Court sided with the industry entity here? I mean, I got a pretty good idea why this guy did it. You know, it pushed him too far. People are getting to the point they understand there are no remedies in the courts, in the Admiralty Courts. The goddamn industry owns them. If they want to do anything to you, it's tough shit. Go away. Or do something about it. I think this guy may have done something about it. And see, harassment case, you know, the harassment case was actually between him and one of the employees of the paper. But no, I mean, nobody knows why he did this. We can't figure it out. It was just, it's completely unexplainable. Ramos has also been accused of making threats against the organization on social media from a Twitter account with his name and a bio that read, "Dear Reader, I create this page to defend myself. Now I am suing the shit out of half of the AA County and making corpses of corrupt career and corporate entities." The account had around 100 tweets. The last one was posted in January. I found this interesting. January 2016. That's a long freaking time ago. That's over a year ago. It's a year and a half ago. Until Thursday. Like I said, I see the, you know what we're seeing here with like Parkland is like they're following these people around. I mean, they would have a team. They make no bones about it. They watch people, man. They have agents all around in every little town and every little nook and cranny, whether you know it or not. And this, I mean, watching this guy and then, you know, like setting people up, setting up a staging in an event. You know, the guy comes in, just like the Parkland shooter. He was there to get his girlfriend every Thursday. He comes in this Thursday, boom, 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 boom. And he's going out with everybody, and the next thing you know, he's arrested. And I haven't heard him speak, have you? Will you ever? I mean, the one there in Aurora, Colorado, the theater shooting. When you finally seen him, man, he had the lobotomy shit going, prescription lobotomy going, and, you know, he did the drooling there and the mouthpieces talking. You're never going to hear from these people. You're never going to hear what they have to say about it because, man, they were talking. I was listening to the, like, it's the sheriff's department, the head sheriff, and he was giving a press conference, and he said that the report would be released with the necessary redactments. Redactments in a goddamn police report. Everybody's, you know, it's like this undercover secret government. We can only know certain things. They know exactly why this happened. This man was pushed into this, no doubt about it. And he just, you know, okay, this is how we're going to do it. Then this is how we're going to do it. And, you know, he took five of them with him, and this is how it's going to go down. It's going to just keep getting worse and worse. We know it. The account had around, we did that tweet at 12:37 p.m. that simply read, "F you, leave me alone." F you, leave me alone. I mean, he hadn't commented on this in a year. February 2016, it's been a year at 27. No, it's been 2 years. Because, no, it would be in 2018, but a year and a half. But here we are. F you, leave me alone. The shooting began around, you know, so this is what something they do, too. Because you don't think they can get in your accounts and type something in there for you as they're setting you up. And, you know, this guy's getting ready to head down there. They know where he's going to go. It's where he goes every, what was it, yesterday? It would have been Thursday. This is where he goes every Thursday. He goes down there and he pisses around and moans around and, you know, he throws hateful looks at his enemies and what might have you. We got him here. Write it in there. Okay, is the team ready? Yeah, we practiced this all last week. Boom, 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 boom. This is bullshit. The banner of the account included photos of Thomas Marquardt. The paper's former editor and publisher who was named in Ramos' defamation lawsuit and the Capitol's former owner, Philip Merrill, according to the report. Marquardt told the Baltimore Sun that he was not surprised that Ramos was accused of attack because he had been harassing the newspaper for years. I bet you the newspaper had been harassing him for years. I remember telling our attorneys, you know, put the little guy down. You know, the industry attorneys. This is a guy who is going to come in and shoot us, really, he said. I was seriously concerned he would threaten us with physical violence, Marquardt said. I even told my wife, we have to be concerned. This guy could really hurt us. While Ramos does show signs of being disturbed, a disturbed individual who could have convinced himself that he had reason. He convinced himself he had. We don't know. Why did they pull those articles? The thing, so you can't go and just read what this was all about, what their little feud here was about. Wonder why they pulled us. You know, he could have been there. You know, they keep coming out. We just don't know. Bullshit, you don't know. Even if he doesn't have to speak a word, this went on for 7 freaking years. It was in courts. You don't know what the dispute was about? I mean, at its true heart? What began it all? And how was this newspaper used to go after this guy? You know, the power, you messed with one of our people. We got this powerful newspaper. We're gonna screw you up. No signs of being disturbed. Individual who could have convinced himself that he had reason to retaliate against the Capitol Gazette. His similarities with most mass shooters stop there. While it is not clear whether Ramos struggled with depression or anxiety or he had been prescribed any psychotropic drugs with dangerous side effects that would have aided his erratic and violent behavior, it is clear that he was not carrying out the shooting for the fame. In contrast, Parkland shooter Nicholas Cruz, I mean, this, you know, I like the way they always bring up their false flags, their past false flags, to try to lend credibility to them. Now, it's like Sandy Hoax. They always keep bringing it up in other incidences to try to add some credibility to the incredible, that which didn't happen. And this Parkland shit's no different here. I mean, keep bringing it up and, you know, talk about like it really happened and it's a fact. And pretty soon it gets etched into people's minds that way. That is what these think tanks put out, man. I'm telling you right now. The contrast, a Parkland shooter Nicholas Cruz filmed a series of chilling videos of himself self-commenting on how he was going to be, the next school shooter of 2018 and claiming, when you see me on the news, you'll know who I am. He fit the description. Of course he did. You know, he did this. There wasn't a Mossad team that had taken over his account. They can't do that. They couldn't have took over these accounts and put these things in here. They know he's coming every Thursday. His girlfriend gets out of class at what time? Okay, 10 o'clock. Oh, he's going to be there. This couldn't be what's happening. I mean, better to believe something so fantastic as, you know, pigs a-flying. He fit the description of the typical mass shooter who felt like an outcast and was seeking fame and media attention, whatever you say. I mean, they think they can just say anything. If they say it enough times, well, I guess it becomes a fact. Jared Ramos seems to be a different case. He opted to use a shotgun instead of an AR-15, which has been deemed an assault rifle. Do you see the plant shit in here? It is not an assault rifle. It's just a goddamn rifle, and it don't matter anyway because it is covered under the second article. But this shit is all coordinated together in these think tanks. They sit down and they cross-reference with each other and what they're going to put out. This is propaganda 101. I mean, because they're moving on the guns. We talked about it yesterday, what's going on here in Oregon. And the fact that Trump, your Second Amendment's safe. And people just fucking cheer, man. I don't get it. You're watching him. He signed expanded background checks. And his bump stock thing just got pushed through until, for legislation to make that goddamn law. That is an attack on your second article. Not to be confused with the Second Amendment of the original Constitution about the states suing one another. But the bottom line here is this is orchestrated. It's correlated. This is a huge production. And just like I said, when you're throwing the AR, you got to throw that AR-15 in there somewhere and act like it's all together, all these different places. I mean, if you could just sit there and just imagine what 300 million people look like in all in one and try to connect things together over here, and it would seem ridiculous. But then what they try to do is act like these are the only people out there. It's like when they're, you know, showing their tight frame photos of the communist crowds with 20 people in them that they're calling 2,000 or what might have you. It is all orchestrated. This is a production. You know what? It doesn't matter because, hey man, we're at the epitome. It is time to get rid of this shit. Jared Ramos seems to be the different case. He opted to use a shotgun instead of an AR-15, which has been deemed an assault rifle. I mean, what did that have to do with this in any small matter, people? You don't see what they're doing. He was not armed with hundreds of rounds of ammunition, and he did not want police to know he was who he was. However, end of bullshit. I mean, this is just like something that, you know, like wag the dog. Well, man, they could throw this in. He cut the end of his fingerprints off. This will suck him into this thing. You know, bullshit. That'll make the guy look psycho. But then the people might look and say, why in the hell would he cut his fingerprints off? He's been going to this place for 7 freaking years. They're not going to know who he is. Get real. Did not want police to know who he was. However, one similarity remains. Ramos clearly had mental health problems and was, really? Maybe he didn't. Maybe he was pushed by this newspaper, by this organization, by this power. Maybe he was, we'll never know because we can't even read the articles that they wrote about him. You see, but just the way the conclusions here, I mean, this is like, here's your due process of the law, people. Ramos clearly had mental health problems and was known for his threats against the newspaper. Man, I'll tell you what, you know, these savages in Washington, D.C., through them drones and shit, they kill people by the hundreds every day. But they don't have mental problems. It's because they're doing just things for just reasons, don't you know? While police officers arrived at the scene as soon as they could after they were alerted to the shooting, this shooting should serve as a reminder that if the employees at the Capitol Gazette had been allowed to carry, and I love to throw this in, concealed weapons, let's play this goddamn game. The second article is what the second article is. We have our guns concealed out in the open anywhere we want them. You're not supposed to even be talking about them. They might have been able to take down the gunman and end his rampage before police could even get to the scene. They don't need concealed carry. Just everything they got to throw in here. There's little pieces, the buzzwords, the slogans. And this is one we were talking about yesterday. I told you that Trumpy was... he was in, let's see here, it tells us here. Chicago City Council Wednesday. It was Chicago. But we were, this ain't the one. That ain't the one I wanted. This is the one I wanted. Okay. This is what we were talking about yesterday. About the Taiwanese. You know, we're going to make an America great and owned by Chinese. And Taiwanese. Vaxcom breaking ground on Wisconsin plant, and it received $4 billion to build. You're paying. Now, see, what my point here is, why couldn't an American have been the person to build this? He's got $10 billion that he got through loans to the United States, where the people owe him $10 million. I mean, if there is a plant that's going to go up in these United States, and it will make money, if it's a viable business, why do you have to have someone from Taiwan come in and invest in it, and you give them $4 billion from taxpayer money to build them a fucking plant? This is what I've been talking about since Trump was still running. They're here to, this is the fire cell. This is the bankruptcy cell. And it's all, here you have it. If you haven't seen the little piece of him talking to this guy, you got to do it. You have to watch it. And listen to him tell you about America. Make America great again. Taiwanese electronics manufacturer Foxconn breaks ground on a new plant in Wisconsin Thursday after receiving a controversial $4 billion package of tax breaks for a fucking foreigner. For a guy, a Taiwanese, so he can own a business in your country. And use your resources to make him a mountain of gold. This is the contempt they have for us, people. I tell you what. How about this, Trumpy? You throw the Federal Reserve out of here and put some goddamn money out there for American nationals to borrow. We'll borrow $50 billion, and we'll start the goddamn business. One of us will own. Oh, no. That is not the idea here. This is about the energy. He sits there and talks about how he's against globalism. Bullshit. This is what globalism is. It is Chinese and Taiwanese and goddamn Indians and goddamn Japanese and China. All these people owning the goddamn, buying up your country. No other country would allow this. This is suicide. Suicide. President Donald Trump will attend the ceremony, as will Governor Scott Walker, who helped arrange local, state, and federal incentives to woo the company. You want them to come in and buy? Go down to Mexico and see if you can buy any goddamn thing and own it down there. And the thing is, if you let people come in here who are not nationals and buy up your country, pretty soon nationals don't own the country and you have no nationality, do you? Or am I miss? They think we're so retarded that we can't see something this basic. And when I seen that little bastard, man, you got to watch it. When you see it, that is what they're doing. The package is one of the richest ever offered to a business to locate a plant. Someone from Taiwan, the richest country on planet Earth, the richest people on planet Earth, but only a Taiwanese can come in here and start a goddamn business, people, and get $4 billion in goodies to do it. Foxconn is promising to hire 13,000 workers. Well, we're good. We get to work for a Taiwanese instead of for ourselves and us owning the damn business, huh? Oh, I get to work for a Taiwanese. Well, gee golly, ain't I lucky? And the traders, I listen to these people clapping, you dirty traders. You, every one of you, is going to hang. You would sell your mother for one mammon dollar. and to place its North American corporate headquarters. It's North American. See, this is an international Taiwanese. So they're going to put set down roots here, and they're going to get treated like they were goddamn an American company. Oh, because they are. No, they're not. They're Taiwanese. This belongs to Taiwan. This is your country being turned into a shithole slave state. Corporate headquarters in nearby Milwaukee. So this is in Wisconsin? I guess so. Foxconn says it will spend up to $10 billion on the plant. That's $10 billion. No, you're not going to spend $10 billion because they're giving you $4 billion of that, just handing it over. This is from our people paying someone from another country to come here and have a business. Why couldn't one of us have that business? I think we have more right to have that business in this country. And it would actually keep the country solvent because the business would belong to an American. They may have trouble finding staff. Oh, man, here we go. This goddamn lie has gotten so old, and this whole thing about this booming-ass, lying-ass economy. You know, Trump, he was up giving speeches today, and he had like 20 people who had been it, because we're 6 months celebrating of his tax jobs thing, man. And I mean, I'm sitting there going, you son of a bitch. You're going to come up, I don't care if you were the ones that got the $1,000. By now, 6 months into this, that has been eaten up in God with just the rise of fuel, because everything rose with it. And you're that stupid. You're going, yeah, I got an extra $1,000, man. I'm really feeling jazzed here. Okay, President Trump, thank you. Thank you so much for that $1,000. I had to pay $1,200 more for gas and products that are moved using petroleum products in the last 6 months. But hey, hey, man, I'm here to kiss some ass because I want to show them how stupid I am. I'm going to vote. Wisconsin's unemployment rate is at a record low 2.8, and there, because you're the only people you're counting are the people. I mean, it's just like the states are doing it, just like the Fed is doing it. They're just counting the people who can still draw unemployment. They have people, and I'll tell you what, these jobs won't go to goddamn Americans, man. They'll bring Taiwanese, and then you'll have some Taiwanese in your goddamn town with more shit than you got, driving a better rig than you got, better house than you, and looking down at you. Well, they can't look down at nobody. They're 4 foot tall, but my God. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
theme and we drag along. Yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by party, but I stayed home instead. It was me and my pal Johnny Walker and his brothers Black and Red, and we drank alone. Yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by myself. Makes me feel oh so bad. The only one who'll hang out with me is my dear old granddad. And we drink alone. Yeah, with nobody else. Yeah, you know when I drink alone, I prefer to be by myself. Yeah, you know when I drink alone, prefer to be by myself.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:36 Pacific Time, and that was George Thorogood with Drink Alone for Friday. We're talking about Foxconn breaking ground on Wisconsin plant. It received $4 billion to build. I mean, listen to this. This is our country. And how did these Taiwanese get these big bunches of money to come in here? Well, that came from us too. Let's see here. The state has started an ad campaign to try to entice workers in other states to move to Wisconsin. Jobs are expected to pay about $53,000 a year. Walker vowed it would give Wisconsin its own version of the Silicon Valley, and it's going to belong to a Taiwanese. Let's go listen to this guy. Listen to that American talk. Go listen to that Irish accent. This is one in a century opportunity for our state and our county for some Taiwanese to come in here and buy up a hunk of our goddamn country, own a part of our infrastructure. Trump, you dirty son of a bitch. And Wisconsin is ready. We're a big whore in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's a whore, and all you son of a bitches that go along with this are a bunch of whores, and you are traitors to your people, said Walker at the time of the announcement a year ago. But opponents criticize it as an example of corporate welfare the state cannot afford. You're p- paying somebody from another country to come in here and have a business in your country. Well, this ain't no different. This ain't no different than the people coming here from the Middle East and getting, $20,000 to get them a Quickie Mart and shit. No taxes for 5 years, and then they trade it off to another family member. No taxes for 10 years to another family member. They never pay. But what is the idea here? These people are for us? Hate to see somebody that was against. This is a once-in-a-century opportunity, huh? Foxconn is best known as the electronics manufacturer that builds Apple iPhones. I mean, this is our technology. This was our technology developed on our buck here in our colleges in this country. iPhones and Amazon Kindles and Echo Dots as massive factories at massive factories in China. This is how China's, I mean, oh, man, people. China, Taiwan is China, isn't it? Last time I checked. The state alone, remember when the head of Taiwan wanted to come up and something about her congratulating Trump or something? You know, that showed you right there. Taiwan is China. This is China. Red communism. That camp, here you're going to have a factory, a red communist factory. Right there in Wisconsin, I hope you Wisconsin, whatever you cheese-eating fools, are okay with this. I mean, people will do, just sell what spineless, unspeakable worms. That the state alone is poised to give the company up to $3 billion. You can't do this for an American, though, huh? You couldn't set this up and an American own it. It has to be Taiwan, which is goddamn China. $3 billion to China in tax credits and breaks. It will take until at least 2043 for the state to recoup that lost tax revenue, according to Wisconsin. I'll tell you, by 2043, it's all over. It better be shit. Man, by 2043, this will be, I guess, just a communist shithole like the rest of the communist shitholes around the goddamn world. Most of the rest of the funds will come from county and local governments. Oh, it comes from the governments. Where do they get their money? It's going to come from the people. I got to believe that the most of the people out there, I mean, there's going to be a few of them going to get some goodies thrown at them so they'll sell their fellow nationals right down the goddamn drain. I get a good wage. You see, I'm going to suck communist ass and get me a good wage. Cowardly, cowardly people. The village of Mount Pleasant in Rasen County, where the plant is to be built, have agreed they have greed, all right, have agreed to provide $764 million in tax incentives to help get the facility constructed. No, we're going to build it. You're going to build this son of a bitch. All he's going to pay for, he'll probably bring equipment right from China. All the equipment that's going to be put in that place will be bought from China. I mean, it'll be brought over here, and that'll be his big investment through the Chinese. And you'll put up a building for him. You'll give him the land, too. I'll show you here, including buying the land and giving it to Foxconn. Are they going to buy some land and give it to me so I can set me up a business? What is this, people? Like I said, this is the wanton turnover of our goddamn property to foreign entities by a dirty son of a bitch and traitor at the top. And all you traitors going along with him. I tell you what. In the end equation, man, this thing has to go down, man. They're coming after the guns, and I hope sooner than later. But when this is all over, what you people listen to me, what you can't never forget, and what you have to push and push and push until it's done, is that everyone that went along with this shit is treated like the traitors they were. They are either hung, at minimum, they're sent up, put on a barge and deported out of this country. But I mean, the people going along with this, I mean, every one of them needs to hang. This is wanton treachery. Where were we? 700 initiative facility and buying the land. Going to buy him the land and hand it over to him. State and local governments will also spend $400 million on road improvements, including adding two lanes to the nearby interstate for the Chinese. This is Taiwanese. That's who runs China. I mean, Taiwan's a part of China. They've made that clear. And nobody argued with it. When they told that woman to shut up, she shut up. Because it is China. And this is his trade-off. Handing our country over, they're going to act like, they're going to try to make him look good on the world stage with these sanctions shit and everything they're doing as he's handing our country over to him through the back door. And the federal government, why would you want somebody from another country who's not your people to come in and have power in your goddamn country? That's what we're talking here. Because we know mammon is power, and this is going to be a lot of mammon, a lot of power. And you know what? I mean, if this little sleazy Taiwanese, man, Nipper. Sleazy little bastard. He's going to have pull in your goddamn country that you don't have because you made it possible. The traitors in Wisconsin made it possible. And the federal government, this is all of us. This is you and me. The federal government, you see, they like to put it out there. The federal government, the state, no. Where's that money come from? Where's that wealth come from? Our people tent cities and goddamn homeless across this country. $400 million on road improvements. And here, and the federal government, not to be confused with the people, has committed to spend $160 million for more in federal money to help pay for the interstate expansion. For a Taiwanese. Not an American. In addition, the local electric utility is upgrading its lines and adding substations to provide the necessary power that will be used by the plant at a cost of $140 million. What's in $53,000 a year job's going to cost you? And I'll tell you guys what, five years from now, when this is all said and done, what you will see is there'll be a big story break. Well, they've replaced all of the workers in that plant with Taiwanese workers. They made the people train them to do their jobs, or else they wouldn't get their severance packages. And it's all manned by, well, might as well be in Taiwan. What is Taiwan, ain't it? The cost of those projects will be paid by 5 million customers. That means people like you and me there in Wisconsin, for people just trying to shit and get by, man. And then power bills, outrageous power bills for the power you own. But that's who's going to pay for it. 5 million customers in the area. I don't know. Maybe there's a curve here. Maybe I'm not seeing this right. Council approves $2.5 million payout for girl traumatized by police. And this one just stuck in my craw when I found out about it. This is from News and Observer, sent him by Joe from Mass Private Eye. This is how we get treated. This is the American Nationals treatment as they're giving goddamn land and billions of dollars to a fucking Taiwanese son of a bitch, okay? Chicago City Council on Wednesday approved $2.5 million settlement in an excessive force lawsuit that accused police of traumatizing a 3-year-old girl by pointing a gun in her chest and striking her handcuffed mother. There's a curve, though. Some people just can't see around that curve to see something like this for what it is, don't you know? A lawyer for Aretha Simmons, the girl's mother, says upcoming Chicago Police Department reforms don't address how officers treat children during arrest. This is how your little American kids get treated. Now, you don't want to, the kids down on the border, they didn't get ice cream the third time in a day. Man, lawsuits for foreigners. Because you don't treat a foreigner like this. Only an American can you treat like this. Because we're beneath those foreigners out there, like that son of a bitch from Taiwan who's getting him a land give to him and billions of dollars to come here and put him up a plant in our country so we can work for a Taiwanese. A lawyer for Aretha Simmons, the girl's mother, says upcoming Chicago Police Department reforms don't address how officers treat children during arrests. You know what? Oh God, I've seen some things in this country. Attorney Al Holfield Jr. says it's not even on CPD's radar. Because it's just American Nationals, the goyim that the goddamn Jews hate. They hate our frickin' guts. I mean, all these peoples around the world that they're pumping in here, they hate our frickin' guts. They're just goddamn, those goddamn dirty-ass Americans who built the civilization we're all enjoying. A 2017 Justice Department report sharply criticized Chicago police for too often using excessive force, including against children. My God. The city has since pledged to overhaul police procedures and training. I'm sure they will. When the council's finance committee approved the settlement early, and see, this is the people. The people are going to have to pay this to this little girl, and it's right. I mean, these people should have been put in prison. The son of a bitches that did it, that was a crime they committed. They got away with it. No, there ain't no crime. The people just got to pay this person over here $2 million. No crime here. Hey, no punishment. So go out and, I mean, that should be a good deterrent. So they won't do it again, don't you see? A city lawyer agreed with many of the core claims in the lawsuit, telling the committee that the girl remains traumatized and will likely require psychiatric treatment into adulthood. She's finished. Because psychiatric, I'm sure mom's got her on every goddamn psychotropic drug out there because she wanted a bigger settlement. This is so sick. According to Holfield, some police departments and other U.S. cities have embraced far-reaching reforms on how officers should interact with children. A key element, he says, is for officers to recognize that the brains of small children and teenagers process information. And you got to tell somebody this? Really? Brains of small children and teenagers process information differently than those of adults. I mean, okay. And grass is green. Oh, people. I would jump back a few days because when the news cycles get shoddy like they are now, we go back and I save articles through the week. But this one here, drugs, gangbangers, convicts, enter U.S. via Mexico as media focuses on shelter accommodations. Well, of course they do. I mean, this is so much, but what do you just come out and, tell us the same thing? Well, yeah, of course, we're screwing you. Oh, yeah, we're the gangbangers. Well, they run the border. Didn't you know that? This is from Judicial Watch. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. While the mainstream media and much of the nation are preoccupied with sob stories, and they had a poll today. They did them a poll today, guys, so I know what I think. And 62% are concerned about those children down on the border. And I think they said it was 29% were unconcerned about those children down on the border. Now, 62%, man, that sounds like most of us, don't it? But you got to remember, that 62%, because the only people they poll are the people who give the permission. You know, the people who give the consent. And that's only 25%. So what, 62% is what's about 13%, 14%? And to hell with everybody else, because you don't count. Never have, never will, until you take this country back. 13% is what that number truly represents. And they don't even have a goddamn clue what the 75% out here think about anything, because they never ask you. They only ask the consentors, because that's who they work for, is the consentors. They're the only ones that matter, is the people consenting to this shit. 62%, 12%, okay? Sob stories about shelter accommodations of illegal immigrants. They're not illegal immigrants. That's an oxymoron. An immigrant is somebody that comes lawfully. An illegal is somebody who comes illegally. They like to throw those two words together, illegal. No, illegal alien. Alien to this land. Illegal. They're not immigrants. They're invaders. The U.S.-Mexican border remains a cesspool of crime, where federal agents have confiscated more than 360,000 pounds of drugs, arrested thousands of individuals with criminal convictions, and busted hundreds of violent gangbangers. And that's just one-third of what came, and the rest got across. So far this year, the latest statistics issued by the Border Patrol are downright disturbing and illustrate the urgency of properly securing the famously porous South... I mean, just saying it. It's everybody knows your goddamn border. Anybody can walk across it. I mean, it's just common knowledge. Famously porous Southwest border. Through the end of May 2018, the frontline Department of Homeland Security agency reveals that it seized 360,241 pounds of marijuana, 7,205 pounds of methamphetamine, 5,000, it's either they get one, maybe one in 10, or they wouldn't keep doing it. If they were losing this, well, even 1 in 3, they wouldn't do it, people. I mean, you can figure this 10 times this amount, and the rest got through. 5,321 pounds of cocaine, 315 pounds of heroin, and 309 pounds of fentanyl. The agency also encountered 18,568 criminal aliens, and if they encountered that many, 10 times, I mean, what, 10,000, 18,000, 20,000, if you go 10, that's 180,000 that have gotten through. I'm telling you, this is what it is. Criminal aliens convicted of crime or wanted by law enforcement in 500. How bad is the problem down there when you see numbers like this? These are the ones they're getting. How bad is it, people? As they're blowing smoke up your ass and telling you, oh, it's everything's is rainbows and unicorn dreams. 509 gang members. That's the ones they got. So 5,000 gang members made it in. Mostly from the Mara Savaturcha MS-13. So the MS gang, well, the 508 they got, how many got in? You'll find out when they're hacking your children up. A feared street gang of mostly Central American illegal immigrants that's spread through the United States and is renowned for drug distribution, murder, rape, robbery, home invasion, kidnappings, vandalism, and other violent crimes. But man, I tell you, because of the children, I mean, just, you gotta let these people in. You gotta let them all in. Because of the children. There's little children down there. Those little brown bastards. I mean, people, I tell you, you let this happen. I mean, you just stand here and watch this happen, man, and you are condemning your children and your grandchildren to the worst possible outcome that you could imagine. Rape. Let's do it again here. Renowned for drug distribution, murder, rape, robbery, home invasions, kidnappings, vandalism, and other violent crimes. The Justice Department's National Gang Intelligence Center, NGIC, says criminal street gangs like MS-13 are responsible for the majority of violent crimes in the United States. Now, that's how many they've gotten in here. When they first started showing this, we were up here saying, man, they're pumping. Look at them. They're gang members. Look at them. Look at them all fighting. I mean, these are young men. Instead, these ain't little children. These are goddamn killers. And they intentionally pumped murderers into your country. You can't say they didn't, because they did. The fact is, they're here. And who was responsible for them not being here? This is, I mean, well, maybe you should have to give up your guns so that they know that the only ones that have guns would be the MS-13 gang members, and they can go after them while they're coming after you and you have no guns. Majority of violent crimes in the United States, the majority of violent crimes are from people who ain't even supposed to be here. Illegals and aliens invading your country. And are the primary distributors of most illicit drugs. The criminal aliens listed in the 2018 Border Patrol figures include those convicted of felonies such as assault, battery, domestic violence, as well as burglary, possession of illegal weapons, and driving under the influence of drugs or alcohol. They kill somebody right now somebody's getting killed by one of these son of a bitches. They did it. They brought them in here. You watched them do it. And still, people, there's some kind of curve out there I can't see around. In the last few days alone, as media coverage focuses almost exclusively on the separation of illegal families, and we all know what a bullshit, 70%, what they're doing, they're down there selling kids. They're selling kids to druggies, our drug runners, and to MS-13, these gangs and shit, and so that they can come up here and go, that's my little brother. You got to let me in my machete in, you see? You can't separate us. You can't put me go back because I got to be with my family and hack your family up. Focuses exclusively on the separation of illegal alien families. Border Patrol sectors tasked with guarding the 2,000 miles south southern border report large quantities of smuggled drugs and other illicit activity from Mexico. Just a few days ago, the Honduran man convicted of raping a child was caught trying to re-enter the United States. Man, shame he didn't go through San Francisco, you know, go through San Diego there and into San Francisco. He could have been here raping another child today. And this is the one they caught. And you know they're not catching them all. I say 10 get through for every one they catch, or they wouldn't be doing it. Re-enter the U.S., though the Eagle Pass station and through the Eagle Pass station in Texas. The man is a registered sex offender in Houston. How did he get here? He got here, comes here, rapes a kid, gets registered as a sex offender, tosses, and of course he gets released over the border, comes right back in there. It don't matter to them. This is how they do things where they come from. This is what they want to make your home into. They want to make it into a place where these goddamn animals run rampant and there ain't a goddamn thing you can do. That's why they want your guns away from you. So you can't shoot these son of a bitches, because this is what they want. Got deported after serving a 5-year sentence. Press release after press release issued by the Border Patrol in the past week alone offer alarming details of the crime that has gripped the Mexican border region. And see, they're electing a hardcore communist today. And he's going to, they say he's going to, the drug cartels, Mexico's going to do anything about him. They're going to have amnesty and they're going to be left alone to do whatever they want to, because the idea here is to destroy the United States. And the Mexican government is no longer going to hinder the Mexican cartels from carrying out their duties. Drug smuggling appears to be the most popular activity, with most southern border sectors reporting multiple busts in the last few weeks. More than 123 pounds of methamphetamine were seized in one day in Arizona's port of San Luis last week, and a day later, the Laredo sector in Texas seized nearly 26 pounds of methamphetamine. Less than 24 hours earlier, the Laredo sector seized $4.2 million worth of crystal meth at the gateway to the American International Bridge. In the same, and like I said, this is just for show. We know what's getting through. And I mean, this is to people, you know, these are gangs going, well, this one's going to get busted. I mean, we didn't do the right payoffs. It's payoffs decide whether your shit gets across the border or not. Make sure you understand that. In the same week, federal agents in Hidalgo, I don't know, Texas, confiscated nearly $3 million worth of methamphetamine, and the agents in nearby FAR discovered a commercial trailer moving more than $500,000 in heroin from Mexico. These are the ones they caught. This week, officers in New Mexico, but you know, for you to call this an invasion and an attack on your country, outrageous. These are just some poor people. They wanted to come here for a better life. Don't you know? This week, the officers in New Mexico seized more than $1.1 million in narcotics smuggled in a wrecked vehicle, and violent gangbangers were captured by Border Patrol in Arizona. And with that, people, were at the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, try to straighten out them curves for them people who just can't see ahead. I mean, this is like looking out across the desert in Utah, where you can see about 80 freaking miles out through there, and you can see the road and the low and high and out through. There's a curve, though. That is The Word from the Trenches. I'm going to do it.
Go get it!